the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. Back in the saddle again after an absolutely unbelievable weekend down in down at the Texas Salt and Light Brigade, down with Chad Estes, the Estes Branch. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Michelle and I got back home yesterday afternoon, trying to get back to normal here, get our feet under us. Lots going on around us. The hurricane, with Kavanaugh, just everything. So, lot to put out there on the table today. Hey, I'm gonna throw this out there. We flew Frontier Airlines, and it was much cheaper. There was no layover, and so those of you out there, Frontier doesn't fly everybody. They didn't pay me to do a commercial, but it was good. It was direct flight. We didn't have to lay over in Charlotte for 6 hours, and you know how it usually is when you travel. We jumped on the plane, you went here, and it was good. So we like Frontier, we like Allegiant. Allegiant Airlines, maybe that doesn't fly everywhere as well, but it's good. And so just giving you that heads up that we were able to do that, and we had a wonderful, wonderful weekend in North Carolina. I got some video I'm going to show you, and I assume Chad's going to be in here. We're going to talk about that. Just a wonderful time. Some stuff I want to cover before we get into it. For those of you who don't know, David Arthur is in the hospital. Just finished a text with him just a few minutes ago. Some of you watched the show last week and know what Dave has spoke about what happened to him on his trip down to Kentucky, and that he ended up trying to go to Michigan for some ministry efforts up there. Got as far as Norwalk, Ohio, which was about 3 miles for him. I'm sorry, 3 hours away. Couldn't take the pain anymore. Pulling into what do they call those things? Urgent care. And the doctor discovered some type of lesion infection in his rectum. Had it lanced. Sent him home with some really, really strong antibiotics. And as all often happens, it got worse and worse and worse and worse. So yesterday he went to the local hospital in Mount Vernon, Ohio. And they got him in, and they took a quick inspection with him and said, whoops, this is a little bit bigger than what we're used to dealing with. And he has developed what they call a fistula. And I could pull it up here on the screen for you. But let me tell you just kind of layman's terms. A fistula is when one organ attaches itself to another, for lack of a better term. So his rectum or his anus or whatever it would be has attached itself to part of his lower intestine. And so it's formed a couple abscesses. And David said this morning that he left Mount Vernon last night. However they transported him, the hospital transported him down to Columbus, which is about 50 minutes. They kept him in the emergency room last night. Finally got him into a room. They drained one of the pockets of what would be pus infection, whatever that would. They drained one of them. Another one's a fistula, so it's going to require some type of surgery. They're not going to know what it's going to be till they get in there. From looking medically, it's serious. I mean, it is serious. They're going to have to perform some type of surgery. But David is cogent right now. They're giving him pain meds, so he's doing okay as far as the pain med is. Anybody out there that's listening right now, it's in the Columbus area at some point. He's in room 1038 at OSU Hospital. That's a big place down through there. I don't know if it's in the James. I don't know what. 10, room 1038, and probably heading up into surgery, maybe even as we speak, or sometimes here soon, they're going to get him up there. And again, they don't know what the surgery is going to be and what it's all going to entail until they get get him opening and check it out. So it's probably, you know, if you read up on what it says, what a fistula is, it's probably a previous injury, previous lifestyle injury or whatever. And I don't want to dive back into that incubus and succubus and all that kind of stuff. But David is convinced that something happened to him last weekend that has caused it to reach this point. So we got a prayer chain going last night. If you didn't get an email from us, I apologize. If you didn't get an email from us, it's probably because we don't have your email. We just ask everybody to, you know, just to continue to pray for David, lift David up, that the Lord will do whatever. Guys, let's remember this. He doesn't have any family. There's nobody here. Nobody here for David Arthur. And I want to say a couple things that I don't know what's going to happen. The dude don't have any money. All right. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with medical expenses. I don't know what type of insurance he has. And to me, that's a whole, let the hospital eat it as far as I'm concerned. But he's going to come home. He about went broke this weekend on medications. Just the antibiotic or whatever they gave him, the pain meds that they gave him initially when he went to the hospital. By going broke, I mean, you know, this guy operates on a very, very tight budget to begin with. And so drained a lot of his finances there. You can go to alphabetman.com and donate. Or if you want to donate something to us, we're going to help carry David through this time. But he's going to come home from the hospital, and he doesn't have anybody, ain't no wife, ain't no mother, isn't anybody there. And so from that standpoint, some of us need to step in and try to help him with recovery. Michelle and I have already discussed maybe bringing him here, but I know David, he would like to go home probably. And just keep all that in prayer as well, because powerful ministry, and he's a tough old buzzard, and he's going to come through it well. But there's been nothing, there's no weapon that's formed against him that's going to prosper. Scripture says, every tongue rising in judgment against him shall be condemned. We don't know what happened. I don't even know if you believe in the spiritual stuff that David talked about, but he is convinced that he was raped in his bed by some type of entity last weekend. Convinced of it. And he's convinced that what you're seeing now is a direct result of that. So, boy, we could get back into that residue. And I don't want to spend this whole show talking about David, but put him on your prayer list. Continue to lift him up. And some of you, you know, some of you guys have more money than others. And, I'm going to throw this out. Just think about doing this. Maybe, I don't know, is Roger listening out there? I don't know who's out there. We need to hold some kind of a fundraiser to put some financial support behind David Arthur. We need to raise $10,000 or whatever, so he's got some operating expenses so that he can live a life rather than trying to have to worry from whether he's got enough gas to get to his next adventure. So I throw that out there. Maybe somebody can grab a hold of it and say, yeah, coach, I'll organize that. I'll organize that. So keep David Arthur in your prayer. Second thing is the hurricanes going on, and we always try to respond to the hurricanes. We were speaking to Larry off air there, because Larry's down in Myrtle Beach at the heart of where this whole thing took place. Larry says, as we know, throughout all of these disasters, the flooding is incredible, and the flooding will continue probably for another week. And there isn't a whole lot that we can do while it's flooded. Larry, you said, Larry, that the Cajun Army, Cajun Navy came in, brought out their boats to rescue people, and the federal government doesn't even want that going on. Can you expound on that a little bit, Larry?
I don't know whether it's the federal government or the
some government
or the state government, but they have been, you know, they have been disinvited and told don't interfere in the government's rescue efforts.
Hey, Larry, knowing some of the people in the Cajun Navy, they've actually have engaged, because they're from here in New Orleans, and I worked with them down in Texas. And there are probably different pockets of them that are over there, but they have been doing rescuing. And the Cajun Navy, up to this point in North Carolina, as of yesterday, rescued 115 people.
Good. So listen, folks, here's what I want you to know, those of you who maybe are interested in helping, and we got to get our kind of a leadership group together and discuss what our response is going to be. But I would say this, it won't be till next week, probably, because, Larry, it's going to rain and the water's going to come out of those hills and that flooding's going to stay up probably at least through the weekend. And, folks, you can't go down and help people if you can't get to people. And so right now we cannot get to people. So if we were to try to go down there, number one, the people are not in their homes. Many of them are not in their homes. So you can't go down there and rescue people who aren't in their homes. And it won't be until the water recedes and all that stuff that we have any idea what it is that we're talking about in regards to the storm. Now, we think back to Port Arthur and Beaumont and Dale, even down there in Louisiana when we came down and helped. Most of those are real quick things. Boom, the storm blows in, and then the storm blows out, and it's over a day and a half, 2 days, and then you see the aftermath. Well, this is going to be probably a week-long assault. It has been a week-long assault. And then by the time the floods recede and all that stuff. So this is something that we're looking up down the road as to what it is we're going to try to do. Dale or Jim Kraft or Larry or anybody have anything to throw in there on top of that? Yes, we are going to try to lead some type of relief effort down there. I don't have any idea what it will be like till we get a lay of the land. And we'll count heavily on guys locally. Larry's down there. Mark Trump's sort of close down there. Others who can help us get some eyeballs of what's going on and see what I'm sorry.
Hey, Coach, have been in contact with Flip also because of his connection right there. And so I plan on calling him today. I've talked with him over the weekend and stuff. And so that'll be key, is getting the local connection to where we'll have a place to stay and a setup and what community we're going to go into. My brother, my half-brother, actually lives in Wilmington, right there where the right on the beach. And so he's in a hotel down in Georgia right now. So, but he's fine. So, but he hasn't been back either. And they're not going to let you in there until the water recedes. Like you said, nobody's there anyway.
It makes sense, right? It makes sense. We've done this. Folks, listen, even though the devastation is bad right now, the need is down the road. They need emergency services right now to go and rescue people. I understand. We can't get that. Well, kind of things that we will be good at and things that we'll try to do is after the flood waters have gone down, people are still not going to be able to get back into their homes. They're going to go home, but it's going to be.
And it's still raining. It's still raining there.
It's still raining. It'll be mud messes, and it'll just be. So even though we all gear up and we want to go right now, there really isn't a whole lot that we can do right now. So we got to keep our eye down the road. Anybody else on that one? I just want you to know we're aware of it. We're working that way, and we have to get our heads together and see exactly how we're going to move in this thing. Our greatest need right now is David Arthur. Okay, if you live in the Columbus area, first of all, we all need to be praying for David. Lord's going to pull him through this. But if you live in the Columbus area, let's pull together and see how we can help this guy in the next week or 10 days when he comes out of the hospital. Anybody else want to jump in?
I just want to say it's glad to see Larry on there, and I'm glad to know that he's safe also as a brother in the Lord.
Yep. Amen. I know he's been on the hearts of a lot of people. Got 50 people in the queue today, and I'm going to. Hey guys, the reach of this program is beyond what we don't even have any idea. Just telling you, we don't have any idea, and I don't say that braggadociously or to pat myself on the back, but just say that we're having some impact. We went down to I'm going to move to talk a little bit about our powerful weekend down at Chad Estes's place in. Temple, Texas. Chad's made a video, Moody, Texas. We'll go ahead and show a little bit of it. But we want to try to use the time that we have together today to encourage all of us. Number one, we got to get together. Number two, there's such a hunger for fellowship. Like I can't even. And number three, you can do it right where you live. And that's what we want to try to do. We want to try to use today's show to show you what we did down at Chad's, encourage you, get some testimonies maybe from guys that can do it. There is, my friends, a church outside of the church. We had about 50 people. I might be a little bit high. I never really got to count. There were some kids that came, so whether you count them in the kids, we had people came from. Gary and Deborah drove from Oregon. Yeah, you heard that right. Gary and Karen, another Gary and Karen, drove from Pennsylvania. Lance, I always want to call him Lance. Get my brain working here. Help me out, Chad. Drove from Nevada.
Yeah, Lane and Sherry.
Lane, I want to call him. I see my brain went dead because I knew it wasn't Lance. Lane and Sherry drove from Nevada to be part of it. We had a 50-some people there. The fellowship is Chad's got a video. We're going to show some of it. But Chad is the guy who pulled all this thing together, Salt and Light Brigade and importance of it, and the afterglow. Folks, listen. It's the most amazing thing to watch. Chad's got a house like everybody else, all right? He calls it the Estes Ranch, but it ain't a ranch. He's got a couple acres. He's got sheep, and he's got mules, and he's got chickens, but it ain't a ranch. Got a place out back where we can shoot. So when we talk about going to the Estes Ranch, it's kind of intimidating to some of it because you say, God, I don't have a ranch. Neither is he. But he calls it one, and it becomes one. And we were able to put 50 people on his patio or 50 people inside, whatever it was. And the most amazing thing would happen is at like 9 o'clock, 8:30, somebody'd say, I'm get home. We got to get up early in the morning. And they'd get up and they'd go over to say goodbye to somebody. Next thing you know, they're still talking 10 minutes later. And then they get ready to walk out the door and they bump into somebody else. And they, so the trying to leave at 3 o'clock ended getting out the door about 10:15. This went on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Michelle and I had that because of the flight issue. See, everybody was trying to get home from Texas because the Ohio State Buckeyes had played down in Dallas. So all the flights, there were a lot of flights. So we had to leave on Sunday morning. But Chad said that he couldn't even clear him out yesterday afternoon because of the fellowship. The fellowship. And we got some testimonies here. Chad, I'll shut up a minute. Go ahead and just give us your perspective on it.
Well, thanks, Dave. Yeah, it was obviously these. I always call it, you know, when we get together anytime, even when we go to Ohio, you know, it's just church camp for adults. I just, you know, I can remember as a young person when I went to some of these church camps, and of course, you ride in there as an individual and you leave as a unit. And so you're driving off the bus and you're looking, you know, when you're leaving, you're riding back on your church bus and you're just looking back at everything, just kind of reflecting back. And you're just like, man, that was the greatest time in my life, you know, and because you're just around, I don't know what it is. The Holy Spirit just goes to work and you just have such a hard time, you know. Normally succumb sometimes maybe to all the pressures of the world. And then when you come to an event like this, so you can let all that go and really be yourself and express your faith, express your opinions. And usually when you talk about conspiracy theory here, everyone else no one says, you're a conspiracy theorist. And they laugh at you. No, that doesn't happen. Because most of us are well awake of the events that are going on. You just see things, and it's really the only venue that I've seen that has that. You know, when I go to work, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I go out in town, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I have a brigade meeting. I'm just like everybody else.
So amen. Is that ever it, huh? Where everywhere you go, people make fun of you because they say you're a conspiracy theorist. But when you got together, everybody there was red-pilled. They were with you. You didn't feel like you were weird, right? People didn't look at you. They didn't cock their head and look at you when you said something.
See, I was trying to explain it yesterday. It's like when you're here, it's kind of like you're in a halo. I don't know how to really explain if that's a good one or not, but you're kind of inside the force field where the world's pushed out, and there's a lot of strength here. There's a lot of supernatural strength. I'm not saying here at my place, but it is at my place when everybody's here. But when we go to Ohio, when we go to Wisconsin or whatever, all these places that we go to have a brigade meeting, that the Holy Spirit shows up. And I had several people say, man, the Holy Spirit was in force today. I could feel him, you know. And it's like, I mean, we're up here saying something. I just said something, and, man, I felt this surge flow through my body. I know you guys have had that before. And so, you know, it's just reassuring that we're on the right track. We're doing something. This is exactly what the Lord wants us to do. Gary.
And Chad, we had several people show up who never came. They just kind of came on a whim, right? Because like everybody else, they're hungry for fellowship. And you told the story, or you have the video. We'll watch the video where Terrence and Jen said that they had never come to anything like this. So they had figured out a way to make an exit of something, you know, if it got a little bit too crazy for them. And at the end of it, you couldn't get them to leave, right, Chad?
Yeah, it was amazing. They were like one of the last people to go. So, I mean, look, we didn't rush anyone out. We enjoy it. We'll take as long as it takes. I mean, Thursday night, we'll stay up till midnight, whatever time, Friday night, Saturday night. So it just doesn't matter. We're not rushing anybody out. We'll stay and enjoy and continue to whatever they want to do. Usually, like, Karen and David, they stayed because they said, hey, we want to do a little bit more. I got some other guns. I'd like to do a little shooting like that. So you just be able to take more time, work with people, you know, more individually as needed. You know, I'm just saying that,
Folks, let me jump in here a second. Because I hear some of you listening right now. I'm thinking of Tanya. I'm thinking of Rob Pugh. I'm thinking of Lowell. I'm thinking of Dr. Roof. I'm thinking of Denny, who are saying, golly, well, I don't have a ranch. I can't get people together. What am I going to do? I mean, I can't. How would you respond to that, Chad? Because the fact that you don't have a ranch doesn't mean that there's not a need for us to be able to get together. And you don't have to do what Chad did. You don't have to shoot. We have to begin by doing what the scriptures say, assembling of ourselves together, even more as we see that day approaching. And to assemble together doesn't mean just to put all the pieces into a box. Go to a local church and everybody sits in a box and we think we're assembled together. It has to do with putting the right pieces in the right place so that the machinery operates, so that the body functions properly. And the only way that you can do that is to get out of your comfort zone and go give the body a chance to congregate. Chad, talk a little bit about I sound like Ross Perot. You people, the ones out there, they're right now, they're a little bit, you know, they want to do something. What can I do? How can we do? Well, hey, Chad, we started with me and you and your wife and Glenn and Corinne. That's where we started with it, bud.
That's right. Amen. Well, I would just encourage you to look, you just take an evaluation of your surroundings. And what resources you have available to you. Now, everybody has a park available to them. If you've ever organized a family get together for Thanksgiving or Christmas, then hey, you're qualified. You meet the minimum qualifications. You can plan an event. Your child's birthday party, where you invite 30 kids over there and y'all go to McDonald's or whatever and you do it. See, it's real simple. It's like that. Because the difference between those and hosting a brigade meeting is the people that are coming will contribute. They will help. They want to be a part of something. So they want to be contributors. We're not moochers. We're contributors. No. So the hard part is being able to plug everybody in to do something. You know, so I just go to you and I say, hey, is there any way that you could teach a class? You know, I say, hey, Glenn, look, you're in the financial thing. Can you give the benefits of maybe buying some silver and gold or whatever we can buy? Hey, Todd, you teach the first aid things or I can give. And now these people, they're engaged in it, and they just it takes the pressure off me. All I do is just make sure they have everything they need. They got a proper location that they can do anything, you know. But if you go to
Chad, let's stop a minute, Chad. How many of these have you held now? You just didn't say we're going to have one in 50 people show up. How many of these events have you had, Chad?
Well, I think I was trying to figure it up. I think I'm at seven or eight, somewhere right in there.
And we probably could have doubled the crowd had those who had come before been able to come again. And folks, this is important. This is really, really, hear me. This is really important. We have to support one another. We have to. So if there's one coming up in Ohio in September 29th, we expect the Ohio people to come together. Lowell's putting all that together for us. But we expect people from Ohio to come. Will you come? You say, oh, well, Coach, I can't come. I can't come that weekend, you know, because my Aunt Harriet's daughter's getting married. Okay, I get it. Listen, it's not about you. We need you. We need you. We need what you have to offer. The relationships that were established in Texas is just amazing. So Lowell's is coming up on the 29th of September here in Ohio. We'll start pounding more information. But there ain't no reason why you shouldn't come. No reason. Okay? Rob Pugh's got one coming up. My brain's gone dead, Rob. I think it's October. I want to say 15. If you're close, you got to get there. You got to get there. Hey, Gary. Gary. Gary's in here this morning. Aren't you, Gary? Gary's from clear out by the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania. And he got to Florida. Or I'm sorry, to Texas. How'd he get there? Well, he has a car. He has a truck. He got in a truck and he drove. Are you there, Gary?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm here, Coach.
What do you think, brother? Are you still down there? Are you heading back home yet?
We're in Oklahoma right now.
Heading back home.
Yeah, heading back.
Yeah, just give us, Gary, just give us your overview. We got the video. I'm going to play you here in the video. Just give us your overview, Gary, because you came a long way. You came a long way.
Oh, man, it was well worth it. It was great. The time we spent together, the fellowship, the you know, like I said, the relationships that we established was, it just, you know, this is the church. This is the church. And I don't know. It's like nothing you've experienced. I mean, it's just the camaraderie, like Chad said too. You're not the crazy one. You know, you're not crazy. Normally you're crazy. Everywhere you go, you're crazy. You're normal. You know, the way we believe the Bible.
You know what Gary did? Gary, I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. You know what Gary did? They made a vacation out of it. They drove to Texas, they saw some sights on the way out, then they came to Texas, and then they're moseying back home. They turned it into a vacation. Instead of going to Myrtle Beach, which is flooded.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, go on in. Yeah.
There you go. Here it
is. We make a vacation. We're going to stop at Branson on the way back. We're going to go through the Ozark Mountains and just do some sightseeing and kind of take our time getting back. And we've been talking about everything. We've been talking about the meeting the whole time too.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the beauty of it, you know.
It's a fellowship. Fellowship, isn't it, Gary? It's a fellowship. Right. That you look around and people don't think you're nuts.
No. And you know, the thing is, when I got your email last night, Coach, and stay in the hotel. I took a walk and just started praying. And so I just wanted to just take a walk. And Karen stayed in the room and I said, go for a walk.
Amen.
And I went out and started praying for David Arthur. So
yeah. There's a folks. I'm just going to tell you something. There's a real fellowship that is taking place, that is happening. It's bigger than we understand. The people watching this show are far greater than we understand. I'm just telling you. I just know it. And you know, when Lane and Sherry showed up, they're in Nevada watching Coach Dave live. Now, can somebody explain how that can happen other than through a connection of the Holy Spirit? Hey, Jared, let's take a minute. Let's show a little bit of this video that Chad put together. It's a 24-minute video. We're not going to watch all of it. We'll make it available to you. But Chad and his wife, Michelle, just, I mean, Chad's all over it, man. He's always taking video and putting the video together. And yeah, we did guns. We did some shooting. And it's amazing. They used airsoft guns. They were showing us how to do, like, clearing a room, some tactical techniques to take when you're, you know, in a situation, somebody breaks into your house or whatever. And they got the airsoft gun. So my sweet little wife didn't have to carry around a big AR, but she understood how it worked. And they just did a wonderful, wonderful job with it. We did the first aid, and Glenn did one on evangelism. See, okay. So first of all, when we come to Tanya in Bethlehem, PA, it's just going to be 4 or 5 hours together fellowship. We'll do some training. We're not going to be out shooting guns. We're just, maybe the next time we get together, we'll find a place where we can do that. Right now, it's just a matter of fellowship, trying to get people together. I just got a message from David Arthur. Bear with me here. I'm reading this right now. The surgeon said no time for the surgery because they're going to... No, I've got to get my code opener here. Hang on. The surgeon said no time for the surgery because they're going to get me in when the OR opens up long enough for my procedure. Could be late afternoon or evening. So I see that as good news, that they don't see that it's really, really, really critical to get him in. But they are going to do it. Can't get into the operating room right now. Going to be done late afternoon or evening. And David's probably, I'm going to do a show today. I'm going to cover for him, Jared. I don't know if you know that. Cover for JR. I think you're going to be part of that today as well. We're going to do that at 9 o'clock. So I don't know if David wants visitors. I don't know. He's in room 1038. Those of you would be close. And so that's what's going on. Chad just did a, folks, I think I told you this. Chad is now National Director of the Salt and Light Brigade. Meaning what? I don't have the time nor the skill set to do what Chad does. And so Chad is now going to take it upon himself to help those of you out there who are starting little brigades. He's going to walk you through it. He's going to coach you on how to do it. He's going to explain it to you. And as Chad will attest to this, we passed the salt. We funded that. Tried to. Chad may have spent more money than we gave him. If he did, we'll square up with it. But understand this. It's your support that helps us to do this. The money doesn't just fall out of the sky, right? So when we go to Bethlehem, PA, we're going to pay for that. When we go to, you get it. I'm not going to harp on that. Chad, go ahead and, I'm sorry, Jared, go ahead and play this. We're not going to watch all this 24 minutes, but we'll make it available for all of you to watch, because Chad did a great job. Go ahead and play that there, Jared.
Hey everybody, Chad and Michelle Estes here.
Hi guys.
We just wanted to thank all of those who drove and flew and walked to get here to this brigade meeting.
Amen.
All those that Gary and Deborah came from Oregon.
Way out Oregon. West.
Gary and Karen came from Pennsylvania.
Freeze that a second.
Sherry and
Freeze
Lane.
Hey Chad, when I was watching this, I'm thinking you're diamond and silk, but you ain't. I don't know what I would call you here. So she's become a good number two in this act, Chad.
So yeah, amen.
kudos to Michelle. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Came from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ching 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 ching.
And Coach Dave and Michelle came from Ohio.
Ohio.
George and Pam came from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
The sooner the better.
Victor came from El Paso.
Jim came from Missouri.
Amen.
I mean, I'm thinking about, wow, man, that is so incredible that you folks sacrificed that weekend and more to come, drive all that way and fly and deal with all the TSA grabbing all over you so that you can come and be a part of this fantastic brigade meeting we had. Folks, I think hands down, look, this is the best attendance we've ever had.
Fabulous.
And I just can't say enough. It's so heartfelt that it was just such an awesome experience. I mean, it's just like I would, if I could ever have a Groundhog Day, it would have been this weekend. I would just don't want it to end. I'll go over and over and over and over and over and over. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, thank you. You're going to see some interesting things that we did during the week here. You're going to see some great interviews of people that attended the thing. And I just encourage you to have yourself a merry brigade meeting. Yeah. See you later, folks. Enjoy.
Hang on, freeze that. We're in negotiations right now for to have Chad go to every one of them because he could provide the entertainment. He would be a stand-up act that we would do in the midst of each one of them. Go ahead. This is Outside Chad Town.
Thanks, Jared. One of the things I want you to see here is that we're trying to also build up these women and being able to defend themselves. If a home invasion, grid down, or nighttime, or whatever. See, women are always, and children are always the biggest victims. But I want any of these brigade babes, is what I call them, all these ladies of the brigade, that if they're ever in a situation that they're confident that they can handle themselves. They don't have to kill anybody or whatever, but they need to be able to take the fight away from the person that's attacking them. So that's the purpose of what we're really trying to do here, is give them confidence and be able to handle some of these things, so that if the dark side strikes against them, then they can be able to strike back. Okay, thanks, Jared.
So we fall into Romans 13, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. Somebody tell me something.
It's idolatry.
What belongs to Caesar?
Hello, everyone. We're George and Pam Lewis from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, man, we just are finishing up a fantastic couple days here at the Estes Ranch.
unbelievable fellowship, unbelievable time of just getting to know fellow believers, really just learning. We got to do shooting. We got to do some great Bible studies. We learned about first aid. Really, it was just a time, and I believe in the future, this is what the remnant is really going to be doing. You know what? We're going to unite, and we're going to need times like this. So this was just preparation. Chad and Michelle were the ultimate host and hostesses. Mm-hmm. The Estes Ranch is unbelievable. I can tell you this. I learned how to herd sheep while I was here. I'd never done that before. So come join us next time. There'll be lots of opportunities, but don't miss these precious times of fellowship, because in the future, we all know deep down in our hearts and our spirits that we're going to need each other. And this weekend was preparation.
And I want to encourage you, if you get the opportunity, you need to take it, because it's well worth the time and well worth the trip to come and just have fellowship with these wonderful, lovely people. And you will.
Technical issues, folks. Hang with us a second. Sorry, Pam, didn't mean to cut you off. That's Gary
from Pennsylvania. Thank you. We're here at the Estes Ranch for the brigade meeting. It's been a wonderful time. Fellowship has just been fabulous. I'd do it again in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. It's learned a lot of classes, firearms classes, first aid classes, evangelism classes. Been very good, very, very enjoyable learning and closeness fellowship time.
Yes, enjoyed the visit here with all the people here. It's very heartwarming to get in the Bible with the people, have the same views on what you're doing, prepping, and living your life for the Lord. And like Gary said, we would do it again.
Hi, it's Gary and Deborah. We're from just outside of Salem, Oregon, down here at the fabulous Estes Ranch for the weekend. And we just want to thank Chad and Michelle and for hosting this event. Man, what a great weekend. The fellowship that we've had, there was almost 50 people here this weekend.
Oh, it was amazing.
And you know, I encourage anybody at all that is wondering, well, gee, should we go, should we not go? Wherever we're having an event, if you can make it.
Make it.
You know, just to share ideas and scripture and, of course, food, lots of food. Lots of food. Oh, my gosh. Now, I won't guarantee everybody will feed you like Chad does, but, yeah, I mean, just the whole... The whole weekend has been an encouragement for me to go back home and start a brigade. Start my, not my own, but our, all of us.
Yes.
In our part of the country, it's been something that we've been trying to do. And you come here to an event at Chad's or in Ohio at Coach's, and it's encouraging.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
We look forward to seeing everybody in Oregon in the near future.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Good Oregon. Yes.
Hello, my name is Jim Larson, SOB. That's South Omaha boy. Anyway, that's, you know, I had to start out funny. But anyway, I'm glad I'm here. The Lord obviously brought me here and allowed me to be here, and I'm sure glad I came. It's been good, great fellowship, and I feel the Spirit of the Lord here, and I think these guys are doing a good thing, and just getting people together and assembling, and got to shoot some guns, and I needed to practice on that, and first aid, and the essential oils, and the Bible study has been all great and good, and I just really appreciate something like this, and we just want to keep our country intact as long as we can, and this is hopefully what we are about to do here, and it's whatever we can do. And so anyway, I'm just glad to be here, and appreciate Chad and everybody here.
So here we get this invitation to come to this ranch, and
We kind of had met a few people, but I know when we first were starting to come, we were like, okay, now we got to have an exit strategy because we don't know how crazy these people are going to be. And so we're like, okay, if the police come and they come after us, we're going to say, we don't know them. We're just here for the barbecue. And then we'll just like create some sort of diversion and then we'll slip out the back. But honestly, I mean, we didn't really know what to think, right?
Right.
I mean, but we knew that we wanted something more. We wanted to go deeper. We felt like God was calling us to something more. And we didn't really know where to look. And so somebody said, hey, you should show up and check it out. And so
we are so glad we did.
Yep. And as a guy, you think, I'm just going to be like sitting around, reading my Bible, singing Kumbaya. But there were guy things going on here. And
we're shooting guns.
I know.
Women are shooting guns.
I know. And so it was just an amazing experience. Not just that, but just the fellowship. This was real. You know, this is what God is calling his people to, I believe. And, you know, we're just asking when we get to come back to the next one. So
yeah.
Amazing. Very life-changing.
Thank you for bringing the Watchmen together.
Yes.
We need more of this.
Amen. Okay, Jared, you can freeze. Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead and play, Wes. Go ahead.
Us, and this is Lindsay, and we're from Copper's Cove, Texas, about 45 minutes from here, and we just finished up a fantastic weekend at the Estes Ranch, and the fellowship is probably the best part, and we get into a little bit of the word, and we shoot some guns, and we eat a lot, and fellowship some more, and just if you're on the line of wanting to go or not to go, just take a leap of faith and just go. That's what my wife and I did, and it turned out, it's just amazing.
This is another one of those.
We could show you this whole thing. This is Victor's wife, Maria, being baptized. Listen, Wes said to me what the rest of you always say to me. I thought you would be taller. Hey, dudes, I'm 5'7". All right. I'm 7'2" on the inside, but I'm 5'7" on a good day. So don't be surprised next time you see me. All right. David Davis, what do you think, man? You were there. Can you come in here, brother?
How can you sum it all up? I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, you make connections there. I mean, for me, and I'm still dealing with health issues because of cancer, but see, it was important for me to be there because now I've met Deborah from Oregon.
Yes,
she knows a lot about health issues. She makes a lot of natural cures. She gave me a big bottle of this stuff called colloidal silver, and she knows how to make it. And she said, this will help me. I still have issues, and this is going to help heal me. She knows, I mean, just the connections that you make. I mean, there may be something that God will lead you to these meetings for, and he has a reason for it. He's going to get you connected with somebody that may be able to help you spiritually, you know, health-wise. It's not just coming out shooting guns, it's the fellowship, the camaraderie, the connections you make. And they're going to last for the rest of your life.
Amen. We need them. We need them.
I've got people that say, okay, anytime you need something. And I'm not talking about just Deborah. I'm talking about all these people I met. They tell me, say, give me a call. I got addresses and emails and phone numbers now. And they're all telling me the same thing. You need something, let me know. This is the
Karen, come on in here. Karen, come in. David, I didn't mean to cut you off. Yes, I did. Karen, come on and speak to all the single ladies out there that are trying to live this life by themselves. Come on in here, Karen. She's there. I know she's there.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. For me, the thing that I need is I need to always build up my faith and know that I'm not alone. And that really helps me do that. It definitely teaches me classes and gets me comfortable, more comfortable with weapons. I still got a lot more practice to do. But the other thing is, we're talking about doing a whole bunch of things in the future and coming together and how to get together. And it is something that is just, there's no price you can put on it. You have to be part of this and have to know who your remnant is. We're Amen. Going to have some really rough times in the future, I believe. And to be able to know that we can come together as a community here in Texas and outside of Texas is priceless. There's no amount of money you can put on knowing who your true friends are, your friends in Christ, your remnant that's going to be together, because it is going to be a remnant. Every single person who calls themselves a Christian isn't really. And we need to weed out, you know, the wheat and the tares and figure out who's what. And God does the final separation of that. But we need to know who we can count on here on earth and say, yeah, let's get together and let's have each other's back and be there for each other for the long haul.
Bless you, Karen. We are David Arthur's family. Do you understand that? We are his system of support, right?
Amen.
We got guys like Ray LeBlanc and Rob Pugh and Jim Kraft and Todd Barr. I could go on and on and on that I know right now, if I needed some help, I could call one of these guys. In fact, listen to this story. Don is moving from Florida to Texas. Whole long story. I'm not going to get into it. Ray LeBlanc, you guys know Ray, who used to be in Tennessee, is now in Wisconsin with Rob Pugh, helping Rob up there. Ray LeBlanc said, here's what I'll do. I'll drive from Wisconsin down to Florida. I'll pick up Don, and I'll drive him to Texas. You understand that? Ray was willing to do that. But yet we figured out another way to make this whole thing happen. We are not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, even more as we see that day approaching. So I can't make it any more important than it is. If you're out there and you're not going to church, you love the Lord, and you wonder if you're the only one, well, you're not. Well, I'm going to tell you, Woody Hayes, the old football coach at Ohio State, said there's nothing worth having that ever comes easy. You want a relationship? Then it's going to cost you something. You're going to have to invest something. You're going to have to sacrifice something. But when you do it, you will be so glad that you did. We got about 7 minutes left. I'm going to shut up. Sneeze and let somebody come on in. Come on in.
Hey, coach, you know what?
Glenn did a great job. Glenn did a great job teaching on evangelism. Go ahead, Glenn.
This is what the church was in the book of Acts. That's what we had. People fellowshipping together, eating together, doing life together. And you know, there's a bond. There's a band of brothers and sisters in this group that you won't get in your local church. You just won't get it. And if you're anybody who's been on the fence and thought, you know, what, should I go to this or not? I don't know what this group is about. Watch Chad's video. You'll get a great idea of what this is all about. And I can't express, I love you guys. I love Amen. Everybody that showed up, man. It's just, there's nothing like it.
That's right. And, this is not a top-down fellowship, brothers. This is horizontal. Yes.
Hey, somebody. Coach. Yeah. Hey, coach. It's Todd.
Hey Todd.
I'd like to add one other thing. And on top of what everybody said, one of the best things about these meetings is when we get into the Word, the things that come out of just reading through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit working through individuals within that group to reveal some inner truths behind the Word is amazing. Like every single time we get together, we'll read the word, and Karen will come up with something that is so profound. And like, I read that verse before, but I've never seen it in the light that she brings it in. And so, but that's true with everybody else in there. And it is what the richness that comes out of the word in these groups is amazing.
Hey, let me add one other thing. I almost forgot. David Hawkins did a tremendous, tremendous teaching on the Holy Communion and the Last Supper, okay, on Sunday. And we sang some hymns. I don't think that there was a dry eye when we got done singing, particularly at the end. We sang two hymns. David gave it. We had communion. David did his lesson. And then we sang a song at the end. I don't think there was a dry eye in the room. They were passing around tissues. The Holy Spirit, you know, prevailed. And I tell you, we served him.
Amen.
This weekend.
Amen. Let me. Yeah. Go ahead, George. Is that George?
Yes, sir. Hey, it was an amazing weekend, like everyone said. But hey, someone that I just want to mention real quick is Josh Manna. Man, I observed Josh the whole time, and that guy was behind the scenes serving unbelievably. It really touched my heart because he literally the whole time, while everyone was having fun fellowshipping, he was doing kind of a lot of the dirty work. So, Josh, amen. Kudos and thanks to you, brother.
Yeah, and same to Katie. She ran the kitchen.
Yeah, and if I could say, they gave a great testimony to the end of that video. I saved it. And they really poured their heart out on it. So it's really worth watching the entire thing. You see all different aspects of the video.
I just want to mention real quick that we've been talking about the event here in Texas. But the point of this whole morning is to get everyone to get motivated to start their own home church in their own location. That's the idea here, is to say that y'all can do this too. And it's not just about Texas. We want to get everybody doing this thing, the home church on their own.
Amen, Chad. That's Josh. Amen. Hey, Jared, real quickly, go to Isaiah 32. I want to leave you with a little bit of a high note here today. Hey, continue to pray for David Arthur. All right. And we'll get some more information about other places that we're going to come, we're going to go, and all that kind of stuff. You can do that. Folks, we need each other. We need each other. And relationships were formed. You can talk to each other over the phone. You can do videos over the phone. You can email each other. And we'll make connections that other people just aren't making. Chad, did you pull that? I'm sorry, Jared. I'm talking to Jared. Jared, the guy I'm talking to. Look at this. I'm going to make you all happy. Did you guys know that the liberals were mentioned in the Bible? Did you know that? Well, let's look at verse 5. Of Isaiah 32, verse 5. The vile person shall no more be called liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy, and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fall. The instruments are also of the churl are evil. He deviseth wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words. Even when the needy speaketh right, but the liberal devises liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. Did you know Bernie Sanders and Hillary are in the Bible? God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Pray for David Arthur. We'll gather here again tomorrow. See you then.